And this news update is being brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. They have 11 locations to serve you. One is down in Auburn Hills, right here in Bad Axe. Then you've got Birch Run and Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. That's Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. Hi, my name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and a quick look at your news where military scientists have identified the remains of an Army Air Force pilot from Michigan who died during a World War II bombing mission in Southeast Asia. The Defense POW/MIA accounting agency with said the remains of Second Lieutenant John E. McLaughlin, Jr. of Detroit were identified in January. McLaughlin was the 25-year-old pilot of a B-24J Liberator bomber during the December 1943 bombing mission. The mission targeted a railroad yard in Myanmar known as Burma. The plane vanished after being hit by an anti-aircraft fire after reaching the target. Remains were later found in present-day Burma, and then they were sent to DPAA and identified as McLaughlin's in 2020. Investigators need more time to collect information before charges are filed in the deaths of two young siblings that were killed by a suspected drunken driver at a birthday party. The Monroe County prosecutor says he anticipates charges by tomorrow. A 66-year-old woman drove into Swan Creek Boat Club in Berlin Township. She killed an 8-year-old girl and her 5-year-old brother at a birthday party. And then another sibling was, among others, with severe injuries. There are no updates on their conditions as of now.
Worried about high interest rates? Not with John Deere and Tri-County Equipment. Make yard and farm projects a breeze this spring by saving big on select John Deere zero-turn mowers, gators, and compact utility tractors. You only have until April 30th to get up to $1,500 off and 0% financing for 72 months on select 1, 2, 3, and 4 series John Deere tractors. Stop into Tri-County Equipment and pick up a Z700 zero-turn John Deere mower with 0% financing for 36 months on approved credit. Gator utility vehicles are all on sale with select models offering 3.9% financing for 84 months on approved credit. Also, huge cash incentives on Tri-County's entire inventory. So drive into spring with a new John Deere tractor, zero-turn mower, or Gator utility vehicle and kiss those high-interest rates goodbye. But you better hurry. All offers end April 30th, 2024.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
Well, on Friday, a routine traffic stop initiated by Tuscola County Sheriff's Deputy escalated into an arrest of a wanted individual. Sheriff Deputy Jonathan Martin stopped the vehicle at the junction of Sheridan Road and Swaffer Road just after 7 o'clock in the evening on April the 19th. Upon discovering that the passenger in the vehicle had an outstanding warrant, Deputy Martin directed the individual to exit the vehicle. During this encounter, Deputy Martin noticed a handgun holster on the passenger's hip and inquired about the presence of a firearm, prompting him to detain the individual due to a suspicious behavior. A search of the vehicle revealed an unregistered handgun concealed under the passenger seat, along with methamphetamine. The individual was arrested on multiple charges, including possession of meth, felony firearm possession, carrying a concealed weapon in an automobile, and possession of an unregistered firearm. While the president is marking Earth Day by announcing $7 billion in federal grants to provide residential solar projects serving 900,000-plus households in low- and middle-income communities, he also criticized Republicans who he says want to gut his policies to address climate change. Biden plans to expand his New Deal-style American Climate Corps Green Jobs Training Program. Biden spoke at Northern Virginia's Prince William Forest Park today. Biden's latest environmental announcements come as he's working to energize young voters for his reelection campaign. Senior administration officials say young Americans are keenly invested in the Biden climate agenda, and they want to help enact it. Well, the Bad Axe Senior Dining Center is thrilled to unveil a mobile library service for seniors 60 and above, funded in part by Region 7 Area Agency on Aging. The service welcomes patrons to contribute. They suggested a donation of $3. You could join them for lunch tomorrow and seize the opportunity to explore the Bad Axe Library's mobile collection while savoring your meal. Hey, it's more than just reading. It's an opportunity to immerse yourself in a captivating book and potentially establish new connections while enjoying a nice lunch. For further details, contact 989-551-6325. Doors are going to open at 11:30 in the morning tomorrow, April the 23rd. And your news update is brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. They have 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills and Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Also, Tri-County Equipment, they're locally driven. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, make sure that you go to thumbnet.net. Do have a couple of obituaries to share with you. Mario Cox, age 73, a Phillian, passed away on Friday, April 19th, after a brief illness. She is survived by her husband, James, and her son, Aaron, and daughter, Sean, and her husband, Michael. Grandchildren, Olivia, Emma, Ethan, and Gus. Her brother, sister, and sister-in-law, many cousins, nieces, and nephews. A funeral service is going to be on Wednesday, April 24th at 4 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home right here in Bad Axe. Visitation is going to be held Wednesday from 1 p.m. until the time of service at 4. If you would like to offer your condolences to the Cox family, make sure you go to kaufmanfuneralhome.com. Wave M. Menile, age 58, of Seaboyne, went to meet her Lord and Savior on Monday, April 15th. A memorial visitation is going to be planned for Tuesday, April the 23rd at Jungle Mellendorf Funeral Home in Seaboyne from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. The memorial service is going to be Wednesday, April the 24th at New Salem Lutheran Church in Seaboyne. Visitation is going to be at 9 a.m. until the time of service at 10:30 with a luncheon to follow. Memorial donations may be given to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Wave's name. She is survived by her husband, Mark, daughter, Sierra, father, Gerald, Babe, sister, Nancy, brother, Ward, and many nieces and nephews.